Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is March the 27th. It's approximately 10 a.m. My name is Oliver Mujica. I'm the Planning Division Manager and the Chair of the Committee. If we could do introductions, please.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Mahmoud Kildur, Public Works Traffic.
Carl Spohn, Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindberg, Water Department Engineering.
James Bay, Environmental Control.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Michael Rosales, Planning Division.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Dr. Giroudo, Park Department.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Solid Waste.
Brian Gumper, Building Official.
Thank you. For those of you that are new to the meeting, the audience here, what we'll do is we'll go through the agenda item by item. We do have written comments for you, so as the committee members, as they highlight some of these comments, you don't necessarily have to write them all down because we do have them here in writing that you will get after your item. So with that, Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number one, please?
Yes, item number one is conditional use permit 18-07 and public convenience or necessity letter 19-01. This is a request to allow a live entertainment and to upgrade an existing ABC Type 40 on sale beer to an ABC Top 48 on sale general for public premises for an existing billiards hall. The property is located at 357 West Highland Avenue within the commercial general zone. The categorical exemption is exempt under section 15301, existing facilities of the CEQA guidelines. And our recommendation is for the Development and Environmental Review Committee to move this item forward to the Planning Commission for consideration.
Perfect. And this is would be for the meeting on April the 9th?
That is correct. It would be for the meeting right from
there. Thank you. Do you have anything else to add, Elizabeth?
No, I do not have anything.
And your applicant is here?
No, the applicant is not here.
So thank you. So this is simply for a CUP for alcohol. Gary, if you'd like to start us off, please.
No comment on that one.
Well, thank you. Mahmoud?
No comments from traffic.
Robert, keep it going.
No comments from engineering.
Thank you. Robert?
Just standard requirements.
Okay. James, anything
else? No comment.
Thank you. Hector?
No comments.
Thank you. Gracie?
No comments.
No comments.
I should have bought a lottery ticket. Thank you. So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission meeting of April the 9th. If I could entertain that motion, please.
So moved. Second.
Thank you. I guess I'm next, huh? So item number two is extension of time 19-02 and amendment to conditions 19-02. It involves tentative tract map 16533 involving 37 acres to subdivide it into 58 parcels. 48 will be single family residential. Property is located on the north side of Vertimont Drive, just west of Magnolia Avenue. This project has received prior extensions, and so this would be one of the subsequent requirements for the extension. As a request by Public Works, the amendment to conditions is to replace the landscape maintenance district with the community facilities district. I think we've done those a few times now. Our recommendation is that we move this item to the Planning Commission. Gary, do you have any comments on this one?
No additional comments.
Thank you. Mahmoud?
No comments from Jeff.
Robert?
Same conditions, except for what you just mentioned, changing from LMD to a CFD.
Okay.
All other items have remained the same.
Okay, thank you. One of the things that have come up on the CFDs is, what we're looking to include in those, and so maybe we'll have some discussions later on as to what are we doing, that kind of thing.
Do we need to do that prior to the PC, or?
No, we don't, but we should, for a global conversation, probably do that.
Okay.
Thank you. Robert, do you have anything for us?
No new comments.
James?
No comments.
Thank you. Hector?
No comments.
Tracy?
No comments.
Right. No comments.
Okay. So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this item to the planning commission. This would be scheduled for the, Travis, is this on for the next meeting? I think so, yes.
It hasn't been finalized yet?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yes, so this will be on for the meeting of April the 9th as well. If I may entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number three for us, please?
Yes, item number three is pre-application 19-09. This is a request to, this is a request to develop and establish a pallet yard on a parcel containing approximately 0.46 acres located at 961 East Norman Road within the industrial light IL zone. This is just pre-application, so we're not looking for formal action today, just conditions. So I'm going to just start off with a few of planning conditions. We just want clarified, and this can be done possibly in the justification letter, whether any manufacturing or repair pallets is going to take place. If that does, it's required to take place within an enclosed structure. We will require a structure with fully plumbed restrooms for any employees on site. We require a 10-foot landscape setback all the way around the property. The existing chain link fence has to be removed and replaced with a 6-foot block wall. And really just everything needs to be dimensioned so that we can see what's on site, especially in terms of the stacking and height and distance between pallets. A refuse enclosure is required. And actually the big item on this property in particular is this property is located in an area that has been mapped as potential habitat for the southwestern willow flycatcher, which is a federally recognized endangered species. So we will require a biological resources study be submitted with the formal application. So that's most of planning.
Thank you, Chantal. Anything to add to that? Thank you. Gary, do you have a, want to start it off for us, please?
We do have a set of, is the applicant here?
Yes.
Mr. Ojeda is here.
Front and center.
So at the time you submitted for entitlement, we're going to ask that a preliminary WQMP, water quality management plan, be submitted when you go ahead and submit that. And other than that, it's pretty standard conditions for on site. If you have any questions about it, you get a copy. Just give me a call. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have any questions?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you. Robert, anything from Public Works, please?
I just finished up the conditions that we had. I gave them to Chantal. Should we give them to you? Widening of the street, you have no curb and gutter. We'll be asking curb gutter sidewalk. If the power pole doesn't seem to match up with the location of the curb and gutter, it may have to be moved. It's kind of hard to see where that power pole is at. Those are the main portions of it, your driveway approach. We have all these items here. Once you look at them and have questions on them, you can work with your planner, and if need be, we can have a meeting to discuss some of these items. But for the most part, there's really not that much. Just widening of the street, curb gutter, sidewalk, driveway approach, and possibly that power pole being relocated. That's all I have.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, do you have anything else from
Water? Yes. There is a water main in Norman Road for new services, for new water service, but there is no sewer main fronting the property. Other than that, I just have standard requirements.
Thank you. James, anything for us, please?
No comments.
Thank you. Hector?
Since it's a pre-application, we don't have a formal submittal yet. We need you to submit the application and submit it online, please. I refer to our San Bernardino County Fire Department guideline for pallet yards also. We have setbacks, aisle spacing, and driveway requirements on there.
Thank you. Tracy, anything for us, please?
As mentioned by Chantal, the site does need a refuse enclosure, so we'll be looking for you to submit a proposed location for our review and approval. And you'll construct our city standard, which I've handed down for you, is the 508 standard 8x15. Thank you.
provide anything for us?
You plan on having electrical service on site as well? Are you constructing pallets, you said, or?
It's a recyclable pallet yard. So we're recycling pallets.
Okay. You are going to have lighting, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I would just add the electrical service to the block.
Okay. All right, thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No, I'm going to talk to each one of them later on once I get all the comments.
Okay, perfect. Chantal, do you have anything else to add to this one?
That's all.
Okay. So there's no action required on this one. So, okay, thank you. And we'll move on to item number four. And Chantal, if you mind introducing item number four for us, please.
Item number four is pre-application 19.10. This is a request to establish another pallet yard on a site containing approximately 1.16 acres. As you can see from the site plan, there's an existing house and garage on the property. I think we just want clarification on that, if the residence is actually still being used and if it's being used in connection with the pallet operations.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll just ask for that clarification in the justification letter. Aside from that, again, you're going to have some of the similar requirements. So the pallet area has a required 10-foot landscape setback. We'll need to see the distancing, stacking heights for the pallets, meeting fire department standards. Chain link fence needs to be replaced with a block wall. And that's pretty much the majority of lighting comments.
Thank you, Chantal. Gary, do you have anything for us? Please.
No, it's very similar to the last one. Same kind of conditions. Because of the size, you'll also have to do a SWIP, Stormwater Pollution Prevention Plan, filed with the state. If you need any help or questions about that, give me a call. And the written conditions are here for you. But you've had a chance to look at them, but we'll get together with you if anything needs to be clarified.
Okay. Thank you. Mahmoud, anything for us?
No comments on that.
Thank you. Robert? Please.
This one, you already have your curb gutter and sidewalk. It seems to be in good condition. The only thing I'm asking is that there's a couple of obstacles in there that need to be relocated just to make sure that we have maintained the ADA going around it. And the street light that's out there is a high-pressure sodium. We'd like to have that changed over to LED. And then rehab of the street itself. Again, once you have these, you can look at them. You want to set an appointment together so we can go over them if we can. Those are the only items I have for this location.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, do you have anything for water force, please?
Just standard requirements.
Thank you. James?
Nothing.
Hector?
Same as previous comments. The primary requirements on the standard list. Submit to the application online and go from there.
Thank you, Hector. Lacey, do you have anything for us?
Similar comments as the last project. We'll be looking for your proposed location for the refuse enclosure and build our standard plant 508.
Thank you, Lacey. Brian?
The existing residential use, is that for a caretaker's residence or is that going to be converted to commercial business office?
It will be part of the office space, living space.
Okay, so you'll have to have a formal change of occupancy, change of use.
A formal what?
Change of occupancy, change of use.
Well, they told me that I can use it as a mixed use.
Well, you'll have to apply for that change of use anyway, whether it's mixed or.
Okay.
Anything else to add, Chantal?
No.
Mr. O'Hagan, do you have any questions of the committee? Or?
No, I'm going to sit down with each one of the
okay.
committee members.
Perfect, thank you. Again, there's no action required on this particular item, so thank you very much, Chantal and Mr. O'Hagan. Item number five, Travis, would you kindly introduce this one, please?
Item number five today is a request to develop an RV repair facility, shop and office building, approximately 11,000 square feet in combined size. It's on a parcel just over one and an eighth of an acre. It's located at the southwest corner of Highland Avenue and Macy Street. Right now, we haven't determined any environmental recommendation on this. That's still being going under review. The planning comments on this project, primarily related to some additional design improvements on the building and the perimeter walls, just to reduce some of the massing. Currently, there's not no real articulation either along the roof line or the horizontal plane of the walls or the building.
Okay.
Other than that, all this, you know, it complies as required for this type of use.
Okay. Thank you. Gary, would you like to start us off on this one, please?
Yes, I did have. Is the applicant here for this one?
Yeah.
Okay. I do have a question on the driveways proposed.
Okay.
It's kind of, it looks as if there's only two driveways going out to Macy.
Yep.
And are you proposing any driveways to Highland at all?
No, we're okay. Trying to avoid that driveway.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that, because there were some openings there, but I wasn't sure if it was to do with the parking.
There was a driveway there, but we're planning on probably having to do that sidewalk and curb, and we'll just make it straight.
Okay, so you're going to close.
The entrance will be on Macy.
Okay. All right. Other than that, it's pretty much standard conditions. Again, we have conditions for you. Requires on-site plans. It happens to be in the Aquas Priola area, so you work with building on that part. And we'll need a preliminary WQMP, which is listed in here. You go to submit this for entitlement purposes.
Okay.
And other than that, it's somewhat standard.
Okay.
And again, you can have the written comments. And if you have any questions, please get back to me.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us, please?
Yes. We need the scoping for the traffic. Need to determine if you have any storage for trucks or large RVs. So we need the scoping to look at it before we do any request any traffic study.
Okay.
Thank you, Mahmoud. Robert, do you have anything for us, please?
Unfortunately, yes, I have a whole slew of them. Again, all these comments have been given to the planner. Planner will be in touch with you and give them to you. The curb and gutter, as you had mentioned, on Highland and part of Macy needs to be replaced. There is no sidewalk on some locations. The driveway that's on Macy needs to be replaced. If you're not going to use the one on,
get rid of that driveway. Like I was saying,
it needs to be replaced. Depending on how you place it with your plan, however you're going to, wherever you want to put it, you can. There's not going to be an issue.
The driveway on Macy or the driveway on Highland?
The one on Highland, if you're not planning to use that one, that would need to be closed.
Yeah.
Curb and gutter and sidewalk. The one on Macy needs to be replaced unless, if it's the same location. If you're planning to change the location, then it's fine to just go ahead and remove it and do the other portions of it. The hard part that we're going to be looking at is the corner radius. Right now, we're looking at our standards being at 35 foot because it is a major arterial street, which may then indicate that you may have to do some relocation of the traffic signals. So as you get into this and start looking at it, let's talk and determine what all needs to be done. But because it is a major street and we need that radius, those signals may have to be relocated. And again,
we just take a bigger setback on the property and
Again, we can talk about what's going on. When, like I said, once you get these conditions, start looking at them, start having your schematic that you're going to put together, we'll sit down and determine which direction we want to go with it. The street does need to be widened on Highland. Macy is already current widening portion. So, like I said, let's sit down and talk what we have. This is only pre-app, so give me all the conditions. We'll give you all the worst that needs to happen, but who knows? We can possibly move things around. That's all I got.
Thank you, Robert. Hector, I have a question. For fire access, are we okay with both access points being off of the same street? Do they need the secondary access off of Highland or vice versa?
Well, to look at the better study of the application, turning radius is our main concern, and it's possible we may need to. Without a formal study of the application,
okay.
Better answer.
Because usually in the past we've implemented you need a access from two different streets, kind of a thing. And
mm-hmm.
So
depends on the size of the building and the use of the
okay.
site also.
All right. Thank you. Did you want to continue on with fire comments?
Sure. Unfortunately, the application was submitted to the county process, not the city. So we need to resubmit the application to us. We'll give you formal comments on that. We'll clarify the distance, access, and the ability also.
Okay. The form they gave me to go online was county. So
yeah, not a problem. I just called the account from Countercheck, and she can probably walk you through it
okay.
and get you submitted on the city format.
Okay.
Thank you. Gracie?
So we'll need you to relocate the refuse enclosure. Travis is aware of that, so he'll work with you on that. We'll be looking for a new proposed location that we can review and approve. And I've handed down our standard, which is a 508 standard, 8x15 refuse enclosure.
Thank you, Gracie. Brian, do you have anything to add for us, please?
Do you intend to do storage or sales on site?
No.
None of that?
Well, I mean, we'll have customer vehicles on site, sure.
Okay.
But not, like, we're not selling storage.
But you don't do any consignment or anything like that? Are you having a dump station on site?
Yeah.
You are? Okay. So, just the regular stormwater requirements on that.
Okay.
And building code.
We're probably we're thinking about having a wash bay, which will have recycled water.
So your recycled water is going to have to go through environmental control as well.
Okay.
The treatment on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Coming back, Bobby, anything for us?
Yeah. For water, you need to contact Muskoy Mutual Water Company. We don't have any mains running your property, but you can be served for sewer. There is a sewer main in Macy Street, and I just have standard requirements.
Thank you. James, do you have anything for us, please?
We have a plant check authorization form and a plant check procedures. Have you put in a possible wash bay and conducting repair on the vehicles?
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
I just couldn't hear that last comment about the wash bay. Where you said that, I couldn't see something.
And you may need pre-treatment.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Do you have any other questions of the committee members?
No. Comments.
Perfect. Anything else to add, Travis?
Not at this time.
Perfect. Thank you. There's no action required on this item, so thank you, and we look forward to getting your formal application.
Thank you.
Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number six for us, please?
Yes. Item number six is pre-application 19-12, request to establish another pallet yard on a site containing approximately 0.46 acres. This site is located at 950 South Washington Avenue within the industrial IL zone. Again, it's pre-application, so we're just looking for conditional comments at this time. This is going to be similar requirements to the other pallet yards. If you're doing any manufacturing of repair, we'll require an enclosed structure for that. We will require a structure that is fully plumbed with restrooms for any employees. And also, parking for employees would be required. A 10-foot landscape setback is required along the parcel lines. We'll need to see the actual stacking dimensions and distance between the pallets. And the refuse enclosure is required, and removal of the chain link fence to be replaced with a 6-foot water wall.
Thank you, Chantal. Anything else to add to that?
That's all.
Thank you. Gary, would you like to add anything?
Is it the same applicant? It's almost identical conditions. It's a smaller parcel, so you won't have to do a SWIP. But you will be required at the time you submit it to provide a preliminary water quality management plan. Other than that, they're identical.
Thank you. Robert, do you have anything for us?
No comments from Jeff.
Thank you. Robert, anything for us?
Yes, this one does not have any curb and gutter, so we'll be asking for curb, gutter, sidewalk, widening of the street. The only problem I had on this right here that I didn't mention on the others is that we have a normal standard commercial driver approach that we normally put in. If you're planning on or wanting to put in a radiused driver approach, our standard is 35 foot, but with the width of those properties, it may not work. So a commercial would probably do better for your location. And hopefully, and I don't know your business or how much access you have going through there, but a standard driver approach for commercial might work better for you. There just may not be enough distance to put in a radius-styled driver approach for the large trucks that are going in there. Do you have large diesels with trailers coming in, or is it just a single axle that's coming in?
A regular bobtails.
Bobtails, okay. So chances are the standard one would probably work better for you, but you may be limited by having the 35-foot radius for that driver approach. It may limit you to the width for the opening, so the other one might work out a little bit better for you. Again, once you get these, you want to go through it and look at it and have a meeting with all of us, that's no problem, we can do so. I'm trying to get everything ahead to you so that we can see what we're trying to get at, and we'll try to answer as many as we can prior to any going any further on this project.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert, do you have anything for water for us, please?
Standard requirements.
Thank you. James, anything for us? Thank you. Hector?
Same comments as previously. All that's been required for better detail, give you better information on your responses and your equipment items for your application.
Thank you. Tracy?
Similar comments made. The refuse enclosure proposed location for review and approval for standard 508-8515.
Thank you, Gracie. Brian, anything for building safety?
Same as before. Locate the on-site electrical.
Perfect. Any questions of the committee members? Thank you. No action required on this one, so we look forward to seeing the formal applications coming in. Thank you. Michael, would you kindly introduce item number 7 for us, please?
Yes, Chair. Thank you. Item number 7 is pre-application 19-14. It's a request to establish a dispatch and towing yard with an office building containing approximately 491 square feet on a parcel containing approximately 0.80 acres. It's located at 480 East Central Avenue in the Industrial Light IL Zone. The environmental determination will be determined upon a formal submittal, and there is no recommendation at this time. It's preliminary review.
Thank you. Is your applicant here?
Yes, we're here.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good morning.
Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
This is the parcel that's vacant property, correct?
I'm sorry?
This is the property that's vacant property across
yes.
from the Norton Academy?
Yes.
The Head Start school there on
yes.
Central? So because that fence is there, you're going to be right in, right out for any
I'm
turns.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
You can come up.
Go ahead and come up.
I'm sorry. I want to be moving here. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Right. There is a fence there because of the school.
Yes.
That wrought iron fence. So it's going to be right in, right out when you do your design work.
Yes.
For the actual submittal.
Yes.
And the other question, I defer to Public Works. There's a street that comes up at the northwest corner of your property. Kind
yes.
of dead ends. And I don't know if you plan to access that.
Currently, we're going to close it off.
You are? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the on-site work, just make sure that you show that proposed closing it off.
Okay.
And you're going to have to submit a preliminary water quality management plan, and you submit your entitlement, your actual formal application plan.
Okay.
And then an on-site plan will be required prior to construction.
Okay.
Other than that, and you have written comments similar to the other customer. If you have any questions, give us a call.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mahmoud, anything for us?
No comments from traffic.
Robert?
Just to touch base on what Gary was talking about in the rear portions, looking on Google Earth, it looks like there are access that are crossing your property or another property to get to a third property.
Yes.
That's one of the things we're going to have to look at, and that's going to be back on to Gary as to make sure that there's if it's going to be closed off, how or what kind of access they have. Pre-rights, I don't know what's on your title. But that's stuff that's going to have to be looked at.
We've actually looked into that.
Your plan does show that it's going to be closed off, and then you're going to use like 3 or 4 parking stalls for that back end area. For the rest of curb, gutter, sidewalk, similar to what was just to the east of your property, about 3 or 4 properties on the corner of Lena. There's a power pole. I do not know if that's going to be in a location that you're planning to put part of the driveway approach. So that might have to be relocated, or just to realign your driver approach so that you don't have to relocate it. One of the other items we're asking for is a street light to be installed on it, on your location. I think that's it. Again, all these comments, I just gave them to the planners. So they didn't have a chance to give them to you prior. So they'll be given to you. If you have any questions on them, let's get a meeting together, and we'll try to get to go through everything that's on there.
Okay, cool.
That's all I got.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, anything for water for us, please?
Just standard requirements.
Thank you. James, anything for us?
you conducted any vehicle service, changing the oil or anything there?
Not on site, no.
Okay, I'm going to hand out a permit application. Just note on the application that you're not going to be doing any service.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Hector, do you have anything for us, please? Fire?
We need a formal submittal online also for the application, so we better address the address, or the addressing, access, and the turn radius, and the storage of vehicles on the property.
Okay.
Thank you. Gracie, anything for us?
The proposed location for the refuse enclosure is acceptable, so I've handed down our standard 508 for an 8x15 enclosure.
Okay.
Thank you, Gracie. Brian, anything from building safety?
I would just suggest that you delineate your on-site vehicular storage area.
Okay.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No, as long as I can.
Do you have an existing facility in town that you're relocating to here, or?
No, we actually are relocating from Maryland.
Okay, thank you. Anything else to add, Michael?
Nope, the standard conditions.
Thank you. So there's no action required on this one. We look forward to seeing your formal application.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Michael, would you kindly introduce item number 8 for us, please?
Yes, thank you. Item number 8 is pre-application 19-15. It's a request to allow a subdivision of a project site comprised of two parcels containing approximately 2.29 acres into 8 single-family residential lots, minimum size 7,220 square feet. The address and location is 2704 North Arrowhead Avenue in the residential suburban RS zone. Environmental determination will be determined upon formal submittal, and it is a pre-app, so there's no recommendation at this time.
Thank you. Is your applicant here?
Yes, they are.
Thank you. Welcome. Gary, would you like to start on this one, please?
Yes. Suresh, the biggest question I had is the proposed layout. Is that going to be a proposed private street? You've got a kind of a hammerhead layout eventually on this?
I have since revised the layout. Step number 2, I introduced an offset cul-de-sac. So there won't be lot number 6.
Do we have the site plan?
Okay, so is that private or public?
It's a public street.
So the site plan I have is not current?
No, that's my apologies.
So we don't have the ultimate design of the subdivision yet?
Oh, I see.
We talked about this one.
Okay, because that was one of our comments. Okay. So, I'm not sure why you're not doing the whole subdivision as one subdivision.
The applicant wanted that option of doing the tentative parcel map, but my suggestion was that the parcel 3 of the tentative parcel map, I just wanted to a conceptual layout,
right,
so that the city can look at it, and if there is any problems, we can address it right now at this stage. So he may decide to go with the tentative track map, or he may just do the tentative parcel map and then go to the tentative track map.
So as far as planning, he's going to have the option to do basically a 3-lot parcel map versus a 5-lot tract?
7-lot.
7-lot total.
The 3's existing now.
Mm-hmm. And this is a block. So hopefully he'll decide one way or the other before. Okay. All right. Well, with that in mind, the rest of it, it's kind of confusing, the options of parcel map tract
does
layout.
Does
so he will be deciding.
Does the applicant own parcels 1 and 2?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Mahmoud, do you have anything to add for us?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you. Robert, please.
So that's, you're planning to be that on a public street for that cul-de-sac. Our standard that we would have would be that we'd be looking for a 28-foot rather than a 26-foot. I apologize for that. So looks like you're still going with the 26-foot curb-to-curb. 28-foot would be our standard for that. But that would use no parking. If you're planning on doing parking, we need a minimum of 34 feet. The cul-de-sac, this was something that we were questioning me and Gracie were questioning for the turnaround portions. It looks like you're going to follow our standard, or at least pretty close to our standard for our cul-de-sac. Now it's just going to be a matter of fire being able to take a look at it to make sure that they are going to need access to it, and if it meets their conditions. If it meets theirs, it'll meet trash. For us, it'll be the whole new portions of curb, gutter, sidewalk, asphalt, widening on D Street, and then on Arrowhead, the sidewalk that's there is pretty torn up. We're going to have you redo that sidewalk in that area. A little bit of the gutter needs to be replaced. Street lights, both on D Street and, again, the proposed street, if it's going to be a public street. And a couple other items that are on here. If you, again, go through them, read them, make sure that, that everybody's on the same page, and now that we kind of see what we're planning to do on this one, we can set a meeting if need be. Again, I just got finished these, so I just gave them to the planners. If they'll be in touch with you, they'll give them to you. And then we can set a meeting together and kind of hammer out a couple of items that may need to be changed or at least understood on both sides. That's all I got.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. Robert, do you have anything from water for us, please?
Both water and sewer mains are extensions are required, and other than that, standard requirements.
Thank you. James, do you have anything to add? Thank you. Hector, anything? County Fire?
I want to look at the online submittal, formal submittal of the application. Also look at the access, room width, conditions, fire flow for fire sprinklers and residents until we get the application, we'll get a better response.
Thank you, Hector. Gracie, do you have anything for us?
I'm not going to distribute my comments because they were based on this site plan, so I'll hold them back until the submittal.
Thank you. Brian,
no comments at this time.
Thank you. Shores, do you have any questions of the committee members?
No.
Perfect, thank you. Anything else to add to this one, Michael?
I do not at this time.
Perfect. Okay, so no action required on this one. We look forward to the formal application. We'll continue the conversations as it relates to the layout of the project. Thank you. Item number 9 is for conditional use permit number 18-17. It's for the property located on the south side of East Mill Street, just west of Waterman Avenue. The proposal here is for an industrial truck and trailer storage facility. At this point, we're finalizing the mitigated negative declaration for that. My request is that we get authorization to release a document for the CEQA mandated 20-day public review period. If I may entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. That was for you. Kind of introduced item number 10. Kind of same thing, huh?
I
could have done the same thing. Item number 10 is subdivision 17-08. It's for tentative tract map 20150. It's located on the north side of the intersection of West Vernamont Drive and North Middle League Drive. That's a property containing approximately 65 acres. You might have recalled this one from before. They're looking to put in 84 single-family residential lots. We're finalizing the environmental document for public review, which would be released sometime next week. Therefore, I'm just asking the committee to authorize the release of that document for the required 20-day public review period. If I may entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. With that, we'd like to entertain a motion to for the next meeting, which is April the 10th, 10 a.m.
So moved.
Okay, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thank you. Maybe it's 3 weeks.
April 10th.
April 10th.